Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and we maybe have a little technical issues this morning. I don't need that. So Lord, I need Lord Michael to come and help me make sure everything is well. Okay, sometimes these systems are a little bit fickle, but we're going to go forth this morning with the anticipation of all being well. So welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. Again, I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. The weather here is still a little warm, if you can believe it, man. It's in November the 15th, and we're still at 90 degrees. Woo-wee. Okay. It's a little bit different out here on this end of the country. But anyway, it is what it is. So let's move on with today's activity. To all of my previous callers, welcome back. And I'm so grateful for you. And thank you for your continuing support. I am so grateful that you tuned in this morning. If you come back to hear me one more time and listen, you know there's no coincidence in the universe. Everything is in divine order. And to all my new guests, welcome. I'm so grateful for you to be here today, and just grateful that Spirit led you to be here this morning and tune into the show. And I can tell you there is no coincidence in the universe. Everything is truly in divine order. And you're at the right place at the right time for what you need to hear for your spirit and your soul. You know, that's one thing about the universe, to always orchestrate things to the level where we're always in the right place where we should be. Whether we are always, move when we should move is a different deal. But the universe will always guide us to be where we should be in order to do what we need to do to make sure that everything is in proper perspective. This morning, we're going to go with that understanding and that awareness and that consciousness. And we're going to open this morning's show with prayer, as we usually do. And so we just pray that all is well. So, Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks this morning for another wonderful day of life, God, that you will allow us to be able to move forward and allow us to be able to be all that we need to be and to have all we need to have, God. We know you are the source of all our goods and that you continue to provide us with everything that we need as a spirit. And we just say thank you, God, that you continue to open doors and continue to allow us to bring forth knowledge and wisdom in a way that is for our highest good, and that we will always take the high road, God, and that we will know that you are the source of everything that is in our lives. And we are just so grateful, God, that you continue to guide us and continue to help us to ascend to that higher state of consciousness and oneness. We know we are connected to you, God, just like the ocean, just like a wave in the ocean, God. We know that you are here and that you're with us under all circumstances, God. So we just ask you to continually bless us and give us insight, give us wisdom, give us the knowledge to utilize our free will to our highest good, and that we will only allow that which is for our highest good to excel and to push us in the right direction to be able to bring forth that which we need in order to conquer and to move forth in our life journey. So we say thank you, God. We pray this morning for all of our light workers, all of those who are making a difference, who are trying to bring forth the light on the planet and to help to uplift in humanity. We say thank you, God, for these precious souls. And we ask you to continue to bless them and continue to give them strength. We pray, God, that you will continue to address our frontline workers who are helping and to helping people with dis-ease and keeping them in a state of wellness and health. We know, God, these are special people that are willing to sacrifice themselves in order to see that others are well and others are being taken care of. We know this is a special breed of people. So we should ask you to keep them in your white light of protection and keep them moving in the right direction as we all are moving in the higher state of consciousness. Protect them and give them wisdom and knowledge. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I see some of my favorite people are tuning in to my beloved friends there in Northern Arizona. Thank you so much, my dear. You are a real blessing and really make a difference in how things work. She's very supportive. They friend for a long, long time. Okay, we're going to move forward with today's show because it's one of very high interest, something that affects us every second of the day. Even if you're not aware of it, you are being affected. Today's topic is, what does free will mean? What does free will mean? I know it's a term that has been sort of loosely used, and a lot of people, you know, people heard it said, but a lot of people don't understand what it really means and how to really operate it and how to use it to your best benefit. So we're going to talk today about how to utilize your free will in order to maintain and to be able to raised to a higher state of consciousness, okay? That's what we're going to be talking about today. See, free will, beloved ones, is a gift from God that allows you to control your life. Your free will allows you to control your life, and that's a good thing. That's a really good thing that you are now in charge of your life stream and that you're able to bring forth that which you need under all circumstances. And we know that the Creator has given you this gift, and it's a wonderful thing. But I want to bring this to your attention as well. Unfortunately, your free will can also cause you to suffer and have pain beyond your imagination if you don't understand why and what's going on and how to use it, beloved ones. Your free will is a gift. But it's a gift that, if not used properly, it can cause you pain and suffering. You know, just like there's some things in the universe that are ultimately good for us, but if you use it inappropriately, it's going to cause you some major complications, okay? Like, for instance, hot water. Hot water is used to kill germs, bacteria, and to really to purify things. But if you use hot water inappropriately, it can scald you, burn you, and cause you a lot of pain, okay? So everything that is good for you also can have a reverse effect upon you. And that is one of these things where your free will is one of those gifts that can cause you to suffer if you don't know how to utilize it and you don't utilize it properly. See? Because when you're using your free will, you have to have discipline, and by all means, you have to have good judgment in every action that you take. It's important that you're disciplined and that you have good judgment in every action you take. See, beloved ones, you and you alone are responsible for how you use your free will. I know it may seem so simplistic, with so much simplicity, but it's the most powerful tool you have to create your life. Let me just say this again to you. Your free will is the most powerful tool you have to create your life. Yeah, that's right. The most powerful. Your free will can take you to a dark side, or it can take you to the luminous light of God. Wherever you want to use it to take you to, okay? That's what your free will has the ability to do, to take you to the dark side or take you to the luminous light of God. You have to be the one who make decisions as to how you're going to utilize your free will, okay? And to enhance your life from all perspectives, okay? Now, there was a movie once made by actor and a producer, many of you may know, Spike Lee. He made a movie, Do the Right Thing. And that is very kind of in reference to what we're going to be talking about today, is doing the right thing. That movie was way ahead of its time and still prevalent today. Just do the right thing. You see, it is important that you do what you know is right to your highest ability. If you do, if you want to really make sure that your life is running smooth and on order, simply do the right thing. Now, the right thing, you may not always know exactly what the right thing is, but do the right thing based on what you do know. You cannot be held accountable for what you don't know, you know, but you can be accountable for what you do know and if you misuse and abuse it. Because most of us know that our free will is a gift from God and we're supposed to utilize it in the right way. See, your free will will have your, if you do the right thing, your free your life will run very smooth. Unless you have some heavy karma to pay, okay? Because we all have some karma. Then we came, if you didn't have any karma, you would no need for you to be here on planet Earth. You came here so you can work through your karma experiences and get through. But at some point, we would pray that you are able to work through those karmic debts and pay off your previous debt debts, your previous karma debts. And now we're gonna talk now as if you are at that point where you have paid your debt that you need to pay in order in this lifetime to from your previous experience, and you're ready to get on with life now. Okay. This is where you need to create a positive journey for the rest of your life here on planet Earth. Once you know that you everything has been worked through and you're at that point now where you're ready to take on life and prepare yourself for making your ascension and preparing yourself to be able to be the best you can, we should always be working in our life to prepare ourselves to make our ascension. That's a necessity. A part of life to be able to make ascension. If you don't know what your ascension means, it means that you get at a point in your life where you don't have to keep making this incarnations again. You can go and be with the Godhead, and as a spirit, that's what your goal in life should be, to make you an ascension so you can move forward to be able to do that. Okay, everyone. By using your free will appropriately, you will be able to create your life journey. I'm going to say that to you again. If you use your free will properly, you will be able to create your journey. For most people, it's a challenge, though. You know, the challenge for them to be able to make decisions all the time. And I understand. You know, sometimes people just, as a human nature, we don't always make the best decision. So, you know, but that's okay. Because most of the time it's temporary. And that's acceptable, because I have come to the point to understand that the temporary failure is a part of success, beloved one. If you are not trying to be successful, you are not going to have any failures. But if you are trying to be successful, there is going to be failure in your process. And that's how you learn, by keep picking yourself up every time that you have these temporary failures, that you will continue to pick yourself up and move to a higher state of awareness and consciousness and be able to move forth and to develop a new set of patterns in your life that will help you to be able to operate at that higher state of consciousness. You see, beloved one, we suffer unnecessarily. And when I say that, we suffer unnecessarily because of our decision-making process, because of the misuse of our free will. That's why we're having the suffering that we have. It's okay for you to, like I said, to make mistakes. All you have to do when you make a mistake, start over and correct it. But you have to make sure that you correct your mistakes when you make them. You have to move expediently to move forward, to take care of that that energy. When you realize that you have misused your free will, then, you know, it's most important that you correct yourself, okay? It's very important you do it. And if you don't have the willpower or the understanding of how to correct your error, how to correct, put your free will back into perspective, then ask for help, beloved one. You have spiritual help there all the time. You have spiritual help to help you to get back on track. And so by doing and being operating in your free will in a positive way, you will be on track. But if you're not able to do it, call upon your I Am presence. Call upon your higher self to put you back in direction of where you need to be. See, beloved one, because if you ask your I Am presence to help and assist you, they will always show up and do this for you if you are patient enough to wait for the answer. And sometimes as humans, we are not patient enough to wait the answer we need to do. And sometimes we are so busy and our so up lives that we, when we answer and we were asking, we not still enough to be able to hear the voice of our I Am presence, it doesn't come clear, beloved one. So when you ask something of your I Am presence, be patient, be still, because the answer is going to come. It will not be void. Never, never, never will your I Am presence not respond to you if you're willing to be patient and to understand. You okay? For human beings, it is so easy for us to make excuses or blame others for our errors. And that's what a lot of people, what you do. You have a conversation, someone wants, they want to blame somebody else for what's going wrong in their lives. They want to blame the system. They want to blame the government. They want to blame their parents. You'd be surprised how many people are blaming their mothers and fathers, and they in their 40s and 50s and 60s still blaming their mother and father for their life, their siblings. Somebody did something that caused them to be in a certain way. It's called a blame game. And let somebody else take responsibility for my life, because I am not going to take responsibility. I'm going to blame somebody else for it. And so it's easy for them to do that, for people to do that. So when you find yourself doing that, though, you have to correct yourself, beloved one. When you make an error, it is not anyone else's fault. No one else's fault that you made an error. You made that error based on the decisions that you made, based on the use of your free will when you made that error. You see, beloved one, there is no evil force out here making you do something that you do not want to do. That is ludicrous to even think in that way, that somebody else, some force is forcing you to do something you don't want to do. No, beloved one, it is your free will that's making you to make those errors or to attract to yourself those things which you may consider to be bad or evil or however. It is not coming from any outside source. It's coming from you. Do not think that there is some evil force that you can blame. And that's another excuse that people use for people acting up or even you acting up. Oh, some evil thing, some source made me do this. I was not of my own will doing this. Somebody took control of me and made me do something. An excuse. Another way of an excuse, beloved one, please. There is no evil force in the universe, beloved one, that make you do anything and operate in any inappropriate way. It is all about your actions, you see, beloved one. There is, when you are creating things and things that are showing up in your life and appears to be evil or whatever, it's because you are operating at a low frequency and you are attracting these things into your life. You and you alone are attracting these things into your life based on your low frequency and based on the way that you're operating with your free will. You're doing that, beloved one. So regardless of what you've been told, and many of us have been told, that there's some type of entity out there that causes man to do evil things. No, it is man himself who has caused him to do these things. One, I want you to truly understand this, beloved one. There's only one true power in the universe. That's God the Omnipotent. Let me tell you, let me say that to you again so you can truly get this understand. There's only one true power in the universe. That's God the Omnipotent. Nothing else. That's the power. That's the source. Okay? There is no other power out there. And unfortunately, especially organized religion, and, you know, I don't put nothing down, but I have to say that they are the ones who injected this belief system into the religion that there is an evil entity that allows man to operate. But see, beloved ones, that's all part. They interjected that because they wanted to be able to control you and have you be in control, with you thinking that you did not have any control on your life and you would have to depend upon the church to be able to save you from you. Okay? So understand that there is not nothing out there that's controlling you to do anything bad. If you're doing something bad, it's because you are doing something bad. You are making bad decisions. You are misusing your free will to be able to do the right thing. Okay? That's just the way it is. You must not allow yourself to buy into that false belief that you are being affected by something other than your own self. Beloved one, we have to take responsibility for our own individual lives. You have to do that, beloved one. You have to take responsibility for your life. You are the master and controller of your own life. And there's nothing controlling you from the outside. All of the control is being done from the inside. Your mind, your I am presence is all within you. Nothing outside. There is no outside influence that make you do anything or create anything for you. It's all about what is within you and your power to be able to do that. Okay? So regardless of how you've been brought up or how you've been taught that something outside of you are controlling you, take that belief system and discard it, beloved one. Never again allow it to be part of your consciousness, okay? Never allow it to be part of your consciousness again, because that is absolutely not true. Your free will is what is really, really controlling you. And we can see through society, look around inside, and demonstrate that and see how people are acting and being. And I can kind of understand sometimes how people may feel that something's out there that's causing people to act up, but it ain't true. It's just because you may think it is. It doesn't mean it's true. It's because people are acting up themselves. We are operating at a low vibrational frequency. And when you operate at a low vibrational frequency, not only do you create calamity in your life, you are sending negative vibrations through the universe. And when you send negative vibrations through the universe, it creates all kind of calamity, beloved one. We create all kind of calamity. The weather, diseases, is everything is created by the dysfunctioning and the low vibrational frequency that is being emitted from mankind. We as a whole are creating all those things that seem to be so unpleasant and so unfair and so unjust. The masses of people are collectively creating that energy. You see, beloved ones, we could literally change the world instantaneously if everyone was to shift their consciousness and understand and start using their free will at the level where it should be used. Start using your free will to project positive energy. Start using your free will to make the right decisions. Then you will understand and you will see a shift. If that was something I could just get on a loudspeaker and tell people to stop buying into the idea that something is controlling you outside of you, but we are controlling us. And if we want to see a change in society, that we have the power within ourselves to be able to do that. Beloved ones, we have the power. But collectively, people don't understand that. So that's why it's important for you light workers and people who are conscious and aware to let people know that they have that power within them to change and to make the shift. And the more people who make the shift, the better off we all will be. Because we are all in this thing collectively. You see, brothers and sisters, we create this energy, this vibrational power that's going through the universe. And so if you're tired of seeing calamity, you're tired of being in this situation where, you know, craziness is going on all around us, then we need to shift in collective consciousness. And you must be really totally asleep if you're not seeing the chaos that's going on and what's happening is happening in society. And that's because that men are and women are operating at low frequency and misusing their free will. You see? So it is time that we step up to the plate and begin to use our free will to create a positive consciousness and collective thought that's gone. I mean, I don't know if it will ever happen in our lifetime. I don't know if it has ever happened that we can get at least 70-80% of the people to start seeing things from a positive perspective and seeing the glass half full instead of half empty. And if once we get to that point, we will see a shift in society like never before. You see, beloved ones, yes, you can do certain things and your life will be based on your energy and what you create. But as for society, we're all connected. And when your brothers and sisters are going astray and not using that vibration at a higher frequency, you are going to be indirectly affected. Yes, you see, because that collectiveness will create situations that are unbelievable because of the conscience of mankind. I truly honestly believe that the weather calamities and the earthquakes and all these things that show up in destructive matter is based on consciousness and energy that is being emitted from the masses. The masses are emitting energy out that's creating calamity. Okay? So we, each one of us, have to take responsibility to make sure that we are doing the right thing. As Spike would say, do the right thing and create positive energy and create consciousness and awareness within ourselves to make sure that we use our free will doing the right thing. Okay? You see, beloved one, you are a spiritual being having a human experience here on planet Earth, and you are always working at your extension and to ascend into a higher state of consciousness. At least that's what you should be working on, okay? That's what you should be working on. And this is what you need to be doing on a regular basis. And most of you who listen to this show and listen to this content understand that you are a spiritual being and that you do have the power through the power of your I Am presence to control your destiny, and that you need to utilize that power to its highest good. Okay? I know you are, because you wouldn't be attracted to this kind of energy and bring in this kind of vibration if you were not there. So you have the power. But it's going to take more than just a handful of us to make a change. But a handful of us can start the process. We can start the process, beloved ones. You know, there has been earth changes done by one or two people collectively doing something and change and shift the whole conscience of society. So it doesn't take, everybody has to do it. If we can just get a large percentage of people that begin to shift and use their free will to their highest good and to make sure that they are on the path that brings forth that energy and brings forth the energy that is needed to be able to bring a change. You see, we have that power to be able to do that, beloved one. It's inside of each one of us. You know, my job, I see myself as a vessel to inform you of your power and to control your destiny. I'm just a vessel. And many of you are vessels are too, because many of you are listening here also spiritually enlightened people, spiritually conscious people who share and give information and share spiritual ideas and share things. And you are just a vessel to do this. There is the God inside of you that is working through you. Like Jesus said, it is not I who do the work, but it's the force inside of me. It's the God inside of me doing that work. Well, that same God that's in Jesus is in you and I also, beloved one. And it is up to us to do the work. We have to do the work. We have to want to make a difference to be able to do that. And is it a burden? No. Could be challenging, but you know, you have to be willing it's your responsibility, especially if you're conscious. If you're a conscious individual and you're aware of certain things in your life and you know how to control things, so the universal God force has given you insight about your life and how to conduct yourself, then that means that you have some responsibility to humanity to help bring about a change. Okay? God didn't give you this wisdom and knowledge for you to use it exclusively for yourself. Yes, you are given wisdom and knowledge to help control your life and be a better being and to help you to ascend and help you to work towards your ascension as an individual, but you are given this information and knowledge because it's for you to be able to share and to help bring about a brighter light. You see, beloved ones, you are light workers, and you are, if you are not utilizing that power that God has given you, that insight you're given, you're not fulfilling your purpose to the level where you need to fulfill your purpose, okay? You need to be able to do these things and be able to bring forth these things as necessary to do, to bring, okay? So it is really, really important that you move forward the understanding and awareness of who and whom you are, beloved ones. And it's so grateful that you are able to do that. So we just ask you to begin to use your I am presence, use your power to be able to bring about enlightenment and awareness and consciousness into the universe, okay? So you must be willing to do that. You have been given the gift. Utilize your talent that has been given you, okay? You have the talent, and by utilizing your free will for your highest good is what will bring you into a higher state of consciousness, beloved one. That's what will bring you to a higher state of consciousness and bring you into bringing forth your free will and be able to bring forth your energy. Okay? So we want to be able to, that's what today's talk was all about you utilizing that power of the free will. And remember what I was telling you earlier, your free will bring you to the highest height that you can possibly be, or bring you to the lowest depths of where you could not want to be. So operate with your free will, with the knowledge and understanding that you are able to utilize it to bring forth understanding and consciousness and awareness, okay? So make sure that you're able to do that, right? Stay on top of your insight. When you find yourself not utilizing your free will to your highest good, correct yourself. And like I said, at all times, you should always go back and utilize that free will to be able to bring you back into a positive focus and a positive awareness and consciousness, because you have the power to do that, beloved one. You know, and every show I just, you know, like to remind you that you are one with God. You are a child of God. So God will never forsake you. And most of all, God will never leave you. God will always be there to assist you in every endeavor of your life, beloved one. But you must have the faith and belief that you're being assisted, that you are one with God, that you are a child of God as you are. And when you accept the fact that you are a child of God and that the creator who creates you are there to assist you you will always be able to call upon that higher power if you're operating in a positive way and doing things in the right way, beloved one. Do not expect that you can think you can operate at a low vibrational frequency and misuse your I am presence, misuse your free will, expect that the creator is going to step in to assist you. It ain't going to happen. When you operate in negativity, it ain't going to happen. You're only going to get negativity. So if you want the assistance from your higher self, beloved one, then you have to be willing to bring forth that energy to be able to allow that power to come through you and to be utilized. And that you will always have the assistance of your creator if you are willing to operate your life by doing the right thing. It's not that hard. Really, it isn't to do the right thing. In any given situation, in any given day, when you're confronted with something that you know that you have to do, just ask yourself, is this the right way? Is this the godly way? Is this the way I should respond? Is this the way that I should act? And you know right from wrong. There is something inside of you, beloved one, that will always let you know right from wrong. Will you listen to it? Will you do it? That I am present inside will always let you know that you are making a mistake or you're not making a mistake or you're going in the right direction. But the thing about it, we have to be sensitive enough and conscious enough and aware enough to understand when our inner voice is speaking to us. Yes, you're going to make mistakes. And it's okay to make mistakes because I told you before that you learn by your mistakes. But you don't wallow in your mistakes. You don't keep being in the mistakes. And when you're making mistakes, you don't keep making the same mistake over and over and over again if you listen to your higher self. If you listen to your higher self, you will be able to make those right decisions. And I know it is not easy all the time, beloved one. I'm guilty of it myself many times. The universal God force that showed me things and told me things, but my own hard head had me go do something that I thought was the correct way based on my intellectual understanding of what I thought was to my highest good and the best thing for me to do, rather than listening to that quiet voice. Because every time I listen to the quiet voice of God, I do not make mistakes that I do when I operate out of my own ego. You see? And the same thing goes for you. When you operate out of your own ego, you are going to make a complication in your life. So learn to operate in the value of that universal God force that is inside of you, knowing that it's for your highest good and that will continue to guide you. Okay? So that's what you want to do, and that's how you want to operate your life. Realizing that your free will, this gift that God has given you, can take you to places that is so, so wonderful, beloved one. Just start making your decisions and using God to make decisions that's for your highest good. Okay? Do that and do that consistently. All right? And you'll find your life going much more smoother. Yes. It's not going to be perfect. The universe is not a perfect world, so you make things and it's not always going to be perfect. But you want to try to be on the side of right more than you're on the side of wrong. Because the more right that you can accumulate in your consciousness, the more you will be assisted in the higher realm to helping you to be able to move forward. Yes, you can get assistance. Always remember that you are surrounded by angels and that you have the support of entities outside of you that are here for your highest good. But they will only operate if you ask them to come in, or they see you in harm's way, then they'll step in to assist you. But most of the time, when you want assistance from your and beings that is of your higher nature, you must ask for that assistance. But believe me, beloved, when you ask, they will come. They will come. They cannot deny you unless you're operating in low frequency. Don't expect no help if you're going to be operating in low frequency. You're on your own, okay? So you want help from your higher self, operate your life in high frequency, and you will get the assistance that you need when you need it. And it ain't always what, you know, we think we want things sometimes, and those things that we think we want is not always for our highest good, okay? Now, don't expect that your assistants going to help you when they see that things are not for your highest good. Although you may want them to be, or you want it to be, it's not necessarily for your highest good. For instance, maybe you see someone or feel someone that you really want to connect with. You know, you want to have this relationship with someone or somebody, but it ain't for your highest good, and that person is not for you, your highest good, and for you. And your universal God force, I don't care how much you pray, is not going to bring that person into your life because they see that there's a contrast, okay? You may want to go somewhere and be somewhere, but there may be some harm or some energy there that's not for your highest good, okay? So when you ask for the assistance of your universal God force, your I am, understand they're going to operate from position of what is for your highest good, what is best for you, okay? What is best for you, and that is for your best understanding and consciousness. They will always give you correct information. What you do with it is up to you, but they'll always give you the information for your highest good. So learn to be responsive and learn to respond and have understanding of what's being told to you from a higher level, beloved ones, because they are always going to connect with you and give you what you need. Never, never will they not. Like I told you, God will never forsake you and never leave you. And these, your I am presence is your direct link to God. Your direct link to God is through your I am presence. So learn to utilize that power, okay? And by all, do the right thing, beloved ones. It's easy. It's simple. Just do it. You know how to do it, and you can do it. Okay? So I pray that you have had a wonderful day of information, and I pray that you have been able to gain some wisdom and knowledge from today's lesson. And I know I've been able to do that because, you know, when I do these lessons, I always say, God, all of you and none of me. All of you, God, none of me. So I'm being taught as I'm sharing with you. The Spirit is opening my eyes and my conscience to things as well. Okay? So I thank you, beloved ones. For many of you, I know that a lot of folks are still haven't got in tune to the new time zone, daylight saving time. And here in Arizona, we don't change time, just that our zone changes. We're now operating in the mountain zone, but our time did not change. Our time personally did not change. But many places around the country, the time did shift, and some people are still a little thrown off by that. But one thing that's beautiful about this show is that people can always go back in and listen to the show 24/7. Matter of fact, you can go back and listen to it anytime you so desire. And that's a good thing. So people who are not, that some people still caught up on the old time zone and they're tuning in at the old time zone. But if you decide to do that, then you can still go back and listen, okay? So thank you, beloved ones, for tuning in, and I appreciate you. I love each one of you, and we're going to close with prayer now, but I'm grateful for you. I really, really am. Father, Mother, God, we have oneness. We thank you, God, for another day. We thank you, God, for the information. We thank you, God, for the wisdom and knowledge that you allowed us to partake in. We thank you, God, for just being God. We thank you for opening our minds, opening our hearts, giving us clarity and giving us understanding of who we are. We thank you, God, for your free will that you have given us the will to be able to make wise decisions and choices about our lives and give us the knowledge and the wisdom to be able to utilize that free will to enhance our lives and not let it be a negative force, that we will utilize our free will to raise ourselves and have raised our conscience so we can be of assistance to others. We thank you, God, for giving us that insight and wisdom. Thank you, God, for allowing your light to shine through us in any way that you deem it to be. Thank you, God, that we can reach out and touch others and help to raise the vibration and consciousness of this planet, that we will do all that we can do to make our consciousness higher so we can make a difference. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to tune into you and know what is for our highest good, knowing that you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives in a positive way, and that we will always turn in with to you, God, for your divine direction and divine insight for us to be able to move forward and do what we need to do. Because we recognize, God, that we are connected to you just like a wave is in the ocean, and that we are one with you, God, and that you are always there, and we do not have to look outside of ourselves, but look into ourselves and understand that you are there to assist us. You have given us all the help, all the things that we need in order to be productive and to be productive people and be productive in our spiritual growth. So we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I am so grateful for you and look forward to you being with us next week. And for all of you who are not aware, I do have a website. It's called theholisticministry.com. So take time to go to theholisticministry.com. And if you like to make donations, you can do that also. All right? So thank you, and peace and love to you. See you next week.